Well, and hello, 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 and welcome back. And what a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. We have been talking all this month, actually, but even all this show, about this weekend's Waterfire Salute to Veterans, the third annual Waterfire Salute to Veterans, one of our largest fires. It is one of the largest celebrations of our veterans here in southern New England. And, you know, I just want to give a very big shout out to all of the people that have made this possible, especially our Gold Star sponsor, Walmart, and the Walmart Foundation and the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association, also with the help of Bank of America, Dominion Power and Energy, Chase Canopy, and many other groups like CVS Health, Chisholm, Chisholm and Kilpatrick, the Take-O White Family Foundation, and we've also been working very closely with the Providence Veterans Medical Center. And we've got a lot going on, and this year we are shining a spotlight on Vietnam veterans. And I'm so proud to have my husband here, actually, who is a Vietnam veteran. He's co-hosted the show with me before, and his name's Reverend Dr. Richard Dannenfeltzer. And so without further ado, I want to jump into Vietnam and how you feel being recognized this year specifically. So hello, Richard.
Hello, Bronwyn. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you, too. I'm so glad that you've come on because, and as you know, this fire, Richard, has been very important to me because my dad's a Vietnam veteran. You're a Vietnam veteran. My uncle was a Vietnam veteran. I come from a long line of Vietnam vets, and I just, this fire very specifically this year where we're shining a spotlight on Vietnam vets is very important because I don't believe that there was a proper welcome home and celebration, and that's really what this is celebrating and resources. And a lot of people from the Vietnam veteran era have a lot of resources that are available to them that
sure.
They're sometimes not aware of. Mm-hmm. But can you give everybody a little bit of a history on your military background?
Oh, wow. Well, I was born and raised in the Bronx, and I joined the Army after I dropped out of university because the president didn't like the way I was running the school.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons I joined at that time was I had a great deal of respect for President John F. Kennedy, and Kennedy, right in the middle of the Cold War, in some sense, he said, you know, it's not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. So I joined, wound up at Fort Dix in basic, then to Germany for a stint as a orientation officer liaison. Then they sent me to Defense Language School in Monterey, California, and then to jump school at Fort Benning. At Fort Benning in Georgia, where I was a airborne ranger, and then 13 months to Vietnam, and I was stationed in the Mekong Delta, which at Can Tao at a fire base there, and I was head of something, a team called ALERP, which is a long range reconnaissance team, and we would be in country, so to speak, for 3 or 4 days at a time.
So a long-range reconnaissance team, you were going out trying to find other men? Or when I think of reconnaissance...
Well, one of the reasons was to find men and also to gather information. But we basically, truth be told, were an assassination team.
So, all right, how did you feel about that? And how did that, I mean... both of the gentlemen that I've spoken to before you have talked about how their experience really impacted and changed.
It was spiritually, transforming, which had probably it had the biggest quote conversion, spiritual conversion in my life.
Is that what made you come back and
yes.
And go into becoming a reverend?
That's right. I went back to Yale and. Then after that was the chaplain at Brown University from 69 to 82, and also was involved as well in organizing Vietnam veterans against the Vietnam War.
Do you find that there's a lot of Vietnam veterans, and because we're shining a spotlight and we want to say thank you, do you find along the way and along your travels that there's not such a great feeling. I know there's a lot of pride for everybody who was a Vietnam War veteran, but there seems to be a different feeling about the war.
I think that a lot of Vietnam veterans still have some anger about not only were we lied to and feel betrayed by the folks who were running this country at the time. So there's some anger about that.
Well, it was a very divisive time. I know in general in the nation, and I'm sure that division, again, you speak to it just among Vietnam veterans. I'm sure there are some that will share your sentiments and probably some that might not. But what are the most important things as we look to celebrate Vietnam veterans? Because we know that the welcome home was not
That's
necessarily
important.
A welcome home.
You know, one of at least for Vietnam veterans, I think one of the worst casualties of war for us is the fear of being forgotten. So special attention for example, this coming water fire is not being forgotten. And also the other things which we stand for and have some courage about is not only saluting veterans and but also saluting their families, which is really essential. I how much time do we have?
Not a lot. We've got about maybe 4 minutes.
Let me share with you something that's very personal, okay, that I just received 2 weeks ago. And it's from a letter, and it's from the son of a person I knew in Vietnam who was killed in action. And so it really relates to me, and it's very personal because for me the Vietnam War remains very personal. You can take the boy out of the Bronx, but you can't take the Bronx out of the boy. You can take Vietnam. You can take the boy out of Vietnam, but not Vietnam out of the boy. So let me just share with this. Your name came to me from letters that my dad sent to my mother. My dad talked of you and other members of the team in those letters that he sent to my mom. He always referred to you as Sergeant Kraut because he could never pronounce your name. My mom cherishes the time you spent with her after you learned that my father was killed in action. I would like to meet you so that you can tell me more about my dad. And Charlie writes further, I have been blessed with many more years of life than my father. And though he was taken from me when I was only 10 months old, I think of him every day. There are no memories. There are some photos, but no memories to personally cling to. Only what I have been told. On this Veterans Day, Dad, you and all veterans who gave so much for freedom, indeed the home of the free because of the brave, I love you, Dad. I hope you're proud of me, and I want your grandchildren also to know about you. You are always in my prayers. Reverend Dannenfelser, please get in touch with me so that I will have some more memories to cling to.
That's really amazing and beautiful. And as everybody knows, we have, or if you don't know, there is a huge welcome home tent for our Vietnam veterans and for the public to come visit, which is going to be on the Washington Street Bridge. You know, Richard, I wish I had more time to talk to you about this, and I would love to talk to you about it more after the
event.
Could
I please give one shout-out to a new band of my brothers, okay, two World War II veterans who are going to be down by the Riverside, Ray Conti and Lou DiLorenzo.
All right.
See you guys down there.
So, everybody, you've been listening to Water Fire Ignites Providence here on and Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. We are looking forward to this weekend. Go to the Waterfire website. Waterfire salutes veterans. There's even got its own website. And check out everything going on. Say thank you to our veterans. And thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your day. And we'll see you down by the riverside.